A victory light.
Yo, what's good, y'all? Today on Victory Light, we got Kareem Rama joining us. If you are not familiar with Kareem, he is the guy who is everywhere at once. He's interviewing anybody who matters on his show, Subway Takes, and he's hanging out with cab drivers on his other show, Keep the Meter Running. On top of that, he's dominating your motherfucking feed in ways you have never thought of before. So today, we got to chop it up with the crew and Kareem about working in the heyday of Vice, you know what I'm saying? How to keep it pushing in the current media landscape. And we got to the bottom of very important cultural distinctions between Arab things and Dominican things. Is it Dominican or is it Arab? Or is it a mix of both? Stay tuned right there because you ain't gonna wanna miss this shit, bitch. Victory light.
A victory light. Victory Light.
Yo, what's good, you cowards and beautiful people? We love you. You know what I'm saying? This is Victory Light, episode 112. Of course, I'm your boy, the Kid Merrill, the human direct flap. We got Liz Miller-Tees, the super bitch in New York City. We got Radio Maya, the Yap God, Rap God. And,
yes, sir.
Of course, Main Train, the Freaky Man is in the building, producing on production. We got Redacted in the back doing files, spreadsheets. You know what I'm saying? We got the audio god himself.
Hassan insane.
And we got Slingshot Man into the motherfucking building, goddammit. But most importantly,
yes,
we have the man who is on the screens all the time. Big ones, small ones, silver ones, TV ones. It's Kareem Rama.
What's up? How you doing?
Welcome, guys.
How you doing?
Thank you for joining us,
man. Good. Thank you for having me. I noticed that there was no halal on the menu.
Yeah, well, you're right.
You know
what I'm saying? We gotta fix that.
It's a little upsetting as an Arab Muslim man, to be pulled into the swine fortress.
The swine fortress.
That's crazy.
I'm telling you, bro. We need some sort of virgin Henny falafel on the menu, bro.
I doesn't have to be a virgin Henny falafel. It could just be Henny falafel. It's okay. Look, I have a problem with the pork, not the Henny.
Not the Henny.
We're selective over here.
Yo,
we're selective.
Henny hummus. Oh, there you go.
That's a good collab.
Oh my God, bro.
If I saw a section here that said hummus, I would be like, this is lit.
This is lit,
barbecue hummus. Like, I mean, it's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
You drink it with a boba tea straw.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I see what they were going for. Yes, yeah. They really have everything.
I would fuck with that. The Arab combo, Middle Eastern combo. They have classic seafood, Middle Eastern combo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go. What's on a Middle Eastern combo? Falafel,
Henny colada.
Henny falafel.
No, it's all Henny.
Falafel colada?
It's all Henny theme.
Yeah.
Falafel, Henny hummus,
yeah.
Henny mint tea.
Nice.
Henny baba ganoush.
Henny baba ganoush.
No. Henny, I was going to start saying henna now.
Yeah.
Henny chicken skewers.
Yeah.
Nice.
Gyros.
Bismillah rahma hennihim.
What are you saying?
Come on, bro.
Yeah. I'm out. You took it too far, man. You took it way too far.
Yeah. Oh, goddamn it.
That's why I can't go to the delis and the Arab bodegas. I can't go there.
Oh, no.
Because I crack jokes like that, they get really mad.
Yeah, they don't play.
No, I walked into my guy. I go salami. And he goes, what's salami? I go, salami, like salam alaikum. He was like, Never say this again. I was like, oh, fuck.
Brother.
Yeah, he got so mad at me, bro. Bro pulled up the fucking news right away and goes, look, CNN bombs. And I was like, I forgot where I'm at, bro. I'm sorry.
Or the opposite happens where I'm like, yo, like, because I, you know, the whole Ock shit. And I was like, yo, do you like feel weird when like people be like, yo, Ock, what's good, Ock? Like, let me get a, you know what I mean? Let me get a chopped cheese, whatever. And he was like, brother, they bombed my house in Yemen. I come to United States. I own 11 stores. You can call me whatever you want. And I'm like, I was like, when you put it like that, damn.
Call me whatever you want.
You know what I'm saying?
Also, I'm very respectful of Ock and the bodega because when you go in and he's praying, leave him alone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Give him a couple minutes. He's gonna wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? Let him pray, and then you'll get your sandwich, bro. Yeah. It's gonna taste even better.
Do the Dominican guys have a nickname?
Poppy.
Poppy.
I know Poppy.
Poppy. Hey, Poppy, leave there. I'm not trying to call him Poppy.
Yeah, Maestro. Like, Dominicans are weird like that because they give titles to people that they don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, leader, maestro, this is like, yo, master.
That's
you
know what commander, like, commandante.
Yeah,
like,
commander.
So they give you the sick. Most insane, like,
my
the most,
king?
Yeah, the coolest.
They always call people captain. Yeah, captain, they do captain a lot.
Campeón, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no, yeah. We also, Dominicans, Spanish-speaking countries in general have this weird, because we call each other knights. Caballero?
Yeah.
Like, we'd be like, oh yeah, caballero.
That's kind of fire.
Like,
that's like prince. Yeah, it's like prince. That means, like, prince.
Yeah.
We call each other prince.
Yeah.
It's kind of a step up from knight.
It's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a little patriarchal, but
what are the Asianox called? I'm just going to start calling him Asianox. What up, Asianox?
I gotta be honest, I don't think I've ever seen an Asian ox.
No, there's Asian ox. There's a couple left.
Yeah?
There's some in Williamsburg, Mr. Kiwi. That's the name of the store.
Okay.
Mr. Kiwi.
Oh, okay.
You don't know Mr. Kiwi?
I don't know Mr. Kiwi.
Oh, Mr. Kiwi's Asian ox.
Yeah. All right.
He's a little bit more of a grocery store, but yeah, they got a couple.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to ask him, how would you like me to refer to you?
Brother?
Yeah.
No, it's funny because, like, I'm actually surprised, like, there's not Dominicans that speak, like that are Asian and speak fluent, like, hey, dime, no, loco, ¿qué lo que es? ¿Cómo estamos? Hey, Karim, acá estamos aquí con Karim, a ti,
estamos aquí, a ustedes no le han llegado estos códigos, oíste, tú sabes, estamos aquí, directo, del Cibao. And I'm like, that's not the voice I expected.
I was not expecting that. It's like watching a dubbed fucking Dragon Ball cartoon.
That's right.
You sound weird, bro. And you sound like Piccolo.
Yeah.
But like I said, we got Kareem in the building. Y'all know him from Subway Takes, Keep the Meter Running. Beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Peace. We should be on television. It's a shame that it's not. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? And also the illustrious band Tiny Gun.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? But most importantly, my guy, you are a dad. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Papa. Father.
Baba.
Papi. Baba. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Papi Chulo. And our good sis Liz here brought up a good topic.
All right. So the White House has said that they're trying to get women to have more children. One of the initiatives that they want to do is give them $5,000. Mm-hmm. So we have been discussing different topics to try to make women give birth.
Mm-hmm.
You have any ideas?
$5,000
is not enough.
I was like, bro, when you see that break, have you seen like the bill itemized breakdown of like your child's birth?
No.
Have you seen that?
Bro, I'm on Medicare.
Don't look
I
at
didn't
it.
Look. I went, thanks for the birth.
I appreciate you. With the bill?
I said, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Fam, it's like 50. It costs more than like a fully loaded Camry. Like, it's crazy.
With the G-Master lenses.
With the G-Master lenses, bro. It's crazy.
No, it's not doable. It's not doable, especially in New York. Honestly, regular old socialism stuff, some free child care, free health care, free college. That's enough to make people want babies.
Yeah.
It's almost as if you make the situation livable, people will want to continue their lineage.
Yes. Right. That's crazy.
Wow. All you have to do is go,
we'll
give you the same stuff Finland has or whatever. You know, what does Finland have? I think it's basic, three basic things.
Yeah.
Maternity leave, childcare, healthcare. Like, there's no reason that anyone in the U.S. should be afraid to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm afraid to go to the doctor. I haven't been to the dentist in probably 3 years.
Same.
But I floss now.
The same.
I've been flossing. I just started.
I got a water pick.
Yeah, is it now? That's crazy.
It's new. It's crazy, though.
No, it's brand new.
Flossing?
You've been flossing?
See, I was up on that wave before motherfuckers really got on it. You know what I'm saying?
I was flossing back in like 18.
I just want people to know it's never too late to start. Like, I started when I was 38.
Yes,
same.
You know, I got a lot of cavities.
Yeah.
Had.
Yeah.
But they always make flossing when you go to the dentist. Like, it's like, they're like, you should do it.
Yeah.
But apparently it's mandatory.
They make it sound wild optional. Like,
they do, right?
Yeah.
They never say you should floss. They're just kind of like, they're like, are you flossing? And you go, no. And they go, you should start.
You should.
But if you don't brush your teeth, they're like, fuck, dude, your teeth are going to fall out.
What are you doing? Like,
what are you doing? You have to brush them. But flossing is optional. They should make it mandatory.
No, they need to grab you by the collar and go, listen to me, motherfucker. If you don't start flossing immediately, you will lose all your teeth.
They need to make it as important as, like, not smoking.
Yeah.
Because I used to get cavities in between my teeth.
Oh.
Because I was brushing, but not flossing.
That's tough.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the subject matter.
Back to the babies.
I think just basic stuff. I mean, the $5,000 is like, what's that enough for? That's 1 month of childcare.
I was going to say that,
literally.
Daycare in New York is like $2,000 to $4,000 a month. It's insane. And the U.S. is the most expensive country.
We'll pay for 1 month of childcare.
But
it's like, when you do the deals, like, yo, listen, I don't want to scar you, but it's like the car dealerships, bro. It's yeah. like major one. Like, yo, we'll make your first three payments.
Yeah.
And then you have a car that you're paying you for this Honda Civic, $22,000 a month, 99% interest. Like, bro, what? Yeah,
this is how you know we're in a recession, because like we're no longer going half on babies. Now we're going half on the medical bill. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, yo, come on, man. Like, I was thinking we have a Jeep day. You know what I'm saying? Listen. We go to the food bank, right? We get the little frozen apricots. We go sit in the park. That's we right, enjoy baby. Those. Then we schedule a physical together. You know
Come
what I'm
on,
saying?
Baby.
And then we split the, you know what I'm talking about? We split the expenses. You know what
Look,
I mean?
Imagine rolling your girl into like, you know what I mean? Like delivery room and shit. And you're like, yo, listen, I got the anesthesiologist. You got the epidural.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta have the epidural. I'm not paying for that.
I'm not paying. That's crazy.
I'm not paying for that.
You want that?
Unless I can get a little fat.
Do you know what I mean?
Just a little bit.
That's insane, bro.
They should give the dad a little bit.
A little bit of fat.
No, seriously.
Diluted.
It feels nice. Look, I'm not pro opioids, but it feels nice.
Listen, I am.
It does feel nice.
I will tell you right now. I feel in my fucking head.
Oh.
And like during the holidays, I went to the hospital. They were like, hey, this is gonna feel a little, we're gonna give you Dilaudid. I was like, I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that shit hit my bloodstream. I was like, oh.
It feels so good.
Yeah, I was like, fuck.
My back went out like this summer, and I went to the ER because I could barely walk. Mm. And they were like, we're just gonna like drip you with some Dilaudid. I was like, all right, what? I had the same situation. I go, I don't know what that is, but bump it, bump away, baby. and then like 5 minutes in, I go, oh, I'm addicted. Yeah. I'm literally not
addicted.
The next morning, I was back at the hospital fucking being like, yo, oh, my ear fell off.
Yo,
please help me out.
Yo, what's up? It's Kareem. Yo, y'all got any more of that Dilaudid, bro?
Yeah. But they're so strict with it.
My problem is that I have a Dominican mother. So anything with like, oh, eso es droga. A mí no. No me de eso, no.
It's fucking cocaine.
Yeah, Dominican, I don't know what it is. It's like, yo, here, oh, your head hurts? Here, have this Advil. But you haven't had anything else today, right?
Oh, yeah, that's, I know what that
like,
is.
Yeah, like a fucking ibuprofen. Like, oh, no, then you can't mix this.
Better than Arabs.
What?
Arabs think that 7-Up and Sprite cure everything.
Wow.
Bro, my grandma had COVID. She drank Sprite. She's still alive.
Yeah,
but yo, is
that
it like
might
that?
Be the motherfucking cure. Holy shit!
No, you don't believe me. You won't believe me, dude.
Right? Lil Kim.
What? She drinks Sprite.
She made a Sprite can disappear in her mouth.
She was ahead of
Have you ever heard of Lil Kim being ill or in the hospital? Never,
not once.
No, not once.
Time. And
she's on Sprite.
She's on Sprite.
She was off that Sprite. Listen, I was at the Target the other day. They had Tic Tac. Got the Sprite Perkies.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Wow.
They dropped a collab. I was flying, bro. I was like, I was posting on my close friends with like 6 Sprite Tic Tacs, and I was like, yo, I'm gone, y'all. I'm not trying to wake up.
He's putting like Juice World in
I'm
the background.
I'm out of here. Yeah. I was like, yo, fuck it, I'm out of here.
Rest in peace, Juice.
Rest in peace, Juice World, man.
You saw the new Juice, though. Dave Blunt's.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dog. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah, he did. They're like, yo, whoever his A&R is like,
yeah.
Kill him!
He's just so watchable.
It's crazy.
I love watching. He's so cute.
But he's so cute.
He's like cute. He's like a little baby dinosaur.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
He's definitely a falling dinosaur. Out the sky.
So
Oh, yeah. That's just so fire.
Oh, man.
And he was doing, think he's still
man.
Got the cup while
yeah,
he's
of course
in the
he's
sky.
Got the cup.
Yeah. Come on.
Of course
man.
He's
he can't
got the
put
cup.
Down.
Yeah. Down the cup. I just can't put down the cup. And then he always raps about Isabel. You know Isabel? He's always like this. He's like, she broke his heart.
Yeah.
She's on every track.
Oh,
he's like, and then that bitch Isabel ran away with, you know? And I'm like, I'm like, man, I'm so mad.
I do.
I love Dave Blunt.
I'm half expecting Kareem to drop a video like, motherfuckers always in the barber shop talking about Dave Blunt say about this, Dave Blunt say about that. Shut the fuck up. Y'all don't live with him. Dave Blunt is real hip hop.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, real hip hop, you know what I'm saying? You know what's real? The inception of Vice. We were there in the 2010s, you know? You worked in marketing over there.
I worked in marketing,
saying?
Yeah.
You know, they had the famous 20-20-20 rule, you know what I'm saying? Hire a 20-year-old, work them 20 hours a week, give them $20,000 a year.
And I was calling it three for ones.
Three for one?
Yeah, one employee for the price of, three employees for the price of one.
For the price of one?
Yeah, they're like, here's 30K, we're gonna get three of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, for 90, that's like a normal person's salary.
Turn this off, my God, bro. We're gonna have you do the news today.
And here's a bag of Coke.
Here's a bag of Coke.
Wow.
Go do it in the store.
Hey, the first day of work, they're like, we don't have a laptop for you, but we can give you this gram of Coke.
Yeah.
Dude, hell yeah, I'll bring my laptop tomorrow. You don't have to buy me one, that's fine. I'll use my own. Just keep the Coke coming.
We also have this, but I found this cracked Galaxy S3.
Sure.
So you can, you can have that.
Oh, we're sponsored by them? Great.
Yeah.
I'll shoot all the content.
Bro, that's a bag full of bulletproof vests here, in case you want to send you somewhere, dangerous. So the energy and the experience working there, I feel like we're already talking about it. It was a wild time. It was very loose, because I worked at other networks before. But it didn't feel like that.
Yeah.
Because that shit was like, I know what it was like for me. What was it like for you? Because I know working there as like, I work in marketing or accounting, whatever, was different than being talent because, Action Bronson was running amok in there, bro.
Everyone was
running amok. That motherfucker was in there bringing livestock in, riding mini motorcycles around the lobby and shit. Talk about the difference between being like talent advice versus like
Marketing was the same way. Like, I was fresh off the boat from Minnesota. Arrived in New York, wearing a suit every day. Little would we know that I would be doing that in the future. But I was wearing a suit every day. I was like, I need to get a job. Literally, I came with one bag. Like, I was like, oh, my dad moved from Egypt to Minnesota. I'm gonna do the same thing that he did, except so I had like full culture shock. I was like a little Midwestern boy, come with a suit, went to my Vice interview. I didn't even know what it was. My friend was just like, you should apply at Vice. I go, okay, Vice.com. I see like a bunch of porn on there. I go, this sounds good. I was like, am I working at a porn site? Like, what is this? This is like naked, like photos of naked people. And I was like, I think this is a porn site. I don't really get it.
Yeah.
And then they hired me immediately on the spot. It was like a Thursday. They go, you start Monday. I go, sounds good.
Yo,
bring your own laptop. They literally did it. Yeah. Except we don't have laptops for you. Matter of fact, we don't have a desk. So they just gave me a chair and I sat on my laptop like this.
You're one of those guys? Yeah. As soon as you walk in the building, there's 10 guys on the bench like...
Yeah, dude, we had no desk, so you had the laptop like this, you were sending emails. And it just became very apparent to me that in marketing, no one knew what they were doing either. It was like the movie fucking Captain Phillips. What's that guy's name?
Yes.
Tom Hanks. Is that Captain Phillips?
Yeah.
Is it Captain Phillips?
Yeah.
It was like that.
I am the captain now.
Yeah, except we were all Somali pirates, and there was no one knew what they were doing. We were like, we were driving the boat. People would come in and say, like, why aren't the numbers good? I'd be like, I don't know. And then another guy would go, me neither.
And there were no hostages. Everyone was there willingly.
And then they'd just be like, buy views. I'd be like, all right, whatever. Yeah, I don't know how to do that. And then I'd look at the guy next to me. I go, you know how to buy views? He'd be like, no, ask that guy. I go, you know how to buy views? Yeah, just do this. I go, okay, sounds good. It was mayhem. And I remember the first, like, one of my first assignments, they were like, all right, we have this campaign with Intel and Vice. I'm probably going to jail after this.
I'll be right there with you, too.
Your NSA agent's like, we got him. Larry, we got him.
He finally admitted it. So they're like, yeah, we need to do like a media buy for this campaign that we're doing with Intel and Vice. And I go, okay, cool. What's a media buy? Dude, my boss goes, he's kind of like, yeah, just buy media. I go, okay, I'll buy media. And I was like, but where? He's like, I don't know, other publications.
The fucking media store, motherfucker, I don't know.
Yeah. No, he goes, other publications that you think are cool. I go, all right, Gawker's cool. I actually like Gawker at the time. So I was like, do I just call them? He was like, yeah, call them, which is insane.
Yeah.
So I like picked up the phone. I called Gawker. I go, hey, what's up? It's Kareem from Vice. I'm looking to buy some media. They go, for what? And I'm like, I don't know, like Intel and Vice or something. They're like, okay. I'm like, how much does that cost? They're like, well, how much do you want to buy? And I was like, how much do we want to buy? He's like, I don't know, $50,000? I was like, $50,000. They're like, yeah, we'll send you an email with all this. But like, it made no sense. Like, it was literally...
I want to buy 2 pounds of media?
Yeah.
Let me get 2.5 pounds of media, thin slice.
No rules.
Yeah, let me get 2.5 pounds of media, thin slice. Let me get a side of propaganda, too.
Yeah, let me get a little Spotify premium on
the
side.
I'll
take Spotify premium on the side and, YouTube Plus or whatever.
How much are the views?
CPM? Okay, I don't know what that means. I'll take it.
I'll take
all of it. All the CPMs you got.
All them acronyms that they were selling us at the time, bro. CPM, KPI, R. I'm like, bro,
KPI was fire.
I don't know. What
is that? Key performance indicators.
I don't know what the fuck that
meant. But they would, I think it's goals. It's
like hashtag
goals. They should put hashtag goals.
Right.
But they would just, you know, it was like, I quickly learned that as long as you pretended like you knew what you were talking about, everyone would go, that guy's a genius. So, bro, I step into meetings, I have a presentation, I go, I'd sit like this. And I go, so here's the plan. I'd go, next. And I'd be like, blah, 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 blah. And then, next. And then at the end, everyone would go, sounds good. Do that. And I go.
I bought 2.5 pounds of media. Are you gonna question me?
Yeah.
Dude, they loved it. It was sick. But it was also like call it like an MBA in media. Like I went to business school.
Yes. Yeah.
Sitting in that office because I was in the Bear Room office, and Shane sat there, Eddie sat there, Sarush sat there, and they were always on the phone, probably talking about some shit that I shouldn't have been listening to. Yeah. And I make this joke because, like, everyone in that part of the office was wearing headphones listening to Chief Keef. And I was like, didn't like Chief Keef at the time. Sorry. I like him now.
That's fine.
But I wouldn't wear headphones. I'd raw dog it and just listen to all the conversations. And I actually think that helped me learn how to, like, talk business.
Yeah.
So I didn't go to business school. I don't think those guys went to business school.
Not at all.
Yeah, it especially helps if you're in an environment where everybody's, let's say it was business school, everybody's just getting their master's and failing up.
I feel like the only business experience the Vice, like, C-suite guys had was, like, haggling for coke. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I got 5 guys here, bro. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Like, everything was a haggle. Everything was a haggling for coke moment. I remember I'd look into the Bear Room and see, like, there was a room called the Bear Room. It had a big stuffed bear in it.
Yeah.
And it was a glass conference room, and the whole office could see into it. So, like, Rupert Murdoch would come in and, like, sit in the Bear Room, and I think it was kind of like North Korea, where, like, they pretend to work.
Yeah.
Like they were like, Rupert, come in the Bear Room and watch all these 20-year-old slaves do their jobs.
Yeah.
And we'd all be sitting there. And he'd be like, wow, cool operation.
What are they doing? They're making cool.
We would all just be there clicking. Just like in North Korea, you just sit there and it's like, oh, this is our beautiful media lab.
Yeah.
And just like a bunch of North Korean teenagers just come.
Yeah.
You know, computer's
like
not even
crazy. Like.
Yeah. And then one guy would show up and just like, that 2.5 pounds of media we bought last week, it's about to go bad. We got to use that.
Yeah, we got to use it.
Nah. And close the door.
Shit. And then everyone goes, oh, shit, dude. The media's going bad.
Yeah, fuck.
The media's going bad. Yeah, we need to get new
There's
stuff.
There's mold on this piece
we
of it.
We need to get new stuff.
Just rip it off.
Just rip it off and use it.
Just change the KPIs. But it was always like, I mean, it was crazy. It was my first job. It was amazing. You know what I mean? It was an amazing first job. I don't think I could do it if I was older, wiser, or not fresh off the boat from Minnesota. Like, they got me. They got me at the right time. Because you either had to be a trustafarian, and like your parents were, you know, you made the 30K a year advice, and then your parents were like, oh yeah, we got you on 30K.
We got you
too. Another 30K.
We'll match.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a 401K. They're like, we're doing matching.
Yeah.
Or you were just so like desperate to like have something, which is where I was. That it just seemed like the deal of a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And it was. I mean, I don't regret a single minute. Do you regret it?
Nah, I don't, because it was just, like you said, like, I learned so much shit just by raw dogging. Because everybody, it was different, because I worked at Viacom before that. And I was like, Viacom felt like JUCO. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit was like, yo, you're on your own, champ.
Yeah.
Because the Bear Room, actually, we turned into a studio. Set of cameras, did that whole shit, and then did the show from there. So it felt like, all right, like, I'm doing this, you know what I mean? Where before it was just like, yo, just walk into a room, this guy's gonna mic you up, you're gonna sit down. Nah, it was like, yo, we're doing this shit from like A to Z. So I don't regret that part, because I felt like, okay, now I know how to make this shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to
Which
see
was
where...
the pro of the place.
Right.
Yeah, you know, if you had an idea, you could just do it.
Yeah, there was nobody watching, there was no adults there.
Yeah, so back to Liz Bell's point, would you have had, you know, hearing your story about Vice, working there, all that, now you, with all the success you've seen and everything you've been working so hard to achieve, you say it's not worth having a baby for $5,000. But at that time,
I would have had several babies.
Exactly. 5 times 7 is 35.
Well, it was like when Obama did the first time home buyer's credit.
Yeah.
It was $8,000. And guess what? That shit worked on me. I go, $8,000 to buy a house? I'll do it. I was 23.
Yeah.
And back then, houses were not that, they were 100, I got one for 100K.
Yeah.
And it was in Minnesota in the hood. Like, literally, I bought a gun because it was in the hood.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a guy the first day, I toured the neighborhood. There was a guy walking down my street in just a bulletproof vest and jeans. And I go, I'll still take the house. I'll still take the house.
They had G-Unit soldiers in Minnesota.
No, they did, bro. And I was like, I'll take the house because I'll get the $8,000, and I'm also gonna buy a 40 caliber Smith and Wesson. Yeah. And I did.
So, Liz Bell,
the $5,000, I'm in.
Liz Bell, $5,000, job advice, Grandma Coke, no laptop, 45 Smith and Wesson. Are you having the baby?
Suicide. It's not happening. First of all, motherfuckers is removing the books from schools, bro, and adding school shootings. That's what we let it. So instead of focusing on bitches getting pregnant, how about you take care of the motherfuckers that is here now, stupid
alives.
Bitch.
The alives.
That part.
The alives. Yeah.
Not
the baby.
So many kids, they're not trying to protect them here, the ones that are living.
Yeah.
You let the school shooters go make fucking lunch.
Yeah.
But you want bitches to have kids. Fuck y'all. Yes. Fuck y'all.
I mean, poor Kareem had to buy a gun. I'm just
That was just a fun accident.
It's just a fun,
What kind of accent is that? That's old school
it's
Brooklyn.
It's New York. It's Long Island. It's Long Island.
It's Hempstead.
You can edit this out. The Hempstead Jewish Center.
Wait, so what would get you to have a baby then? Or not you, but like, you know,
how much,
women.
Just, how much
what do you think
is
a fair, what's a fair deal?
Yeah.
I want to do a fair deal.
A fair deal is you letting women give birth and not charging them for skin to skin to hold the child that they done fucking took 9 months to create.
Yeah.
But you don't charge them so, like, the U.S. is the most expensive country in the world to give birth in.
Yeah.
And it's also very unsafe, especially if you're a woman of color.
100%.
So, make it safe, actually take care of the children that you have in this country.
Mm.
And yeah, let women take care of the children. Give dad a chance to learn their children once they do give birth. Don't just send motherfuckers to work, because guess what? The paperwork can be filed. These children gotta, but that's the thing. They don't want us to raise children. That's why I tell them to go fuck themselves.
What about the G-Wagon though?
Nah, it wouldn't happen. I'd kill myself in the G-Wagon.
Just the holes in the exhaust.
What about the Lambo?
Yeah.
Nah, my big ass not fitting in. I'm gonna be very uncomfortable.
All right then. Never mind.
I'm good.
She doesn't like automobiles.
Yeah.
She doesn't like automobiles.
Somebody on the back.
Yeah, for a year.
Yeah.
1 year of free Uber. Would that do it for you?
I'm not gonna go nowhere. I'm gonna be home with the fucking baby. I'm not gonna be able to do nothing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just be in the crib.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good.
Oh my god.
A victory light. A victory light.
So, you out there a lot, man. You do interviews like this pretty frequently, you know. I mean, this is the coolest one you've ever done.
100% agree.
You know. but you've mentioned that in those interviews, you mentioned that for every subway takes, for every keep the meter running, there's a project that you've worked on that hasn't worked out. Is there one that you're particularly proud of? Is there one that, like, you're like, yo, this should have went?
There's a lot. I mean, there's like... There's one show that I had that was a really good idea, but it was before people were doing shows. Before people were doing, which is a thing I like to say, a short form unscripted vertical video content.
That's my industry.
Short form unscripted vertical video content. So before people were doing short form unscripted vertical video content, I had a show called Stupid Studies. Mm. And I essentially was like, when TikTok was popping off, it was brand new. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna be like the Trevor Noah of TikTok. I had this idea to be the Trevor Noah of TikTok, like deliver the news, like 1 minute video, like one subject every day. I was like, I need to do this. I was so committed to it that I built a studio in my kitchen because I was like, there's no excuses. Because my bed was right next to my kitchen. It was a real good apartment.
Yeah.
And the bed was right next to the kitchen. So I was like, I'll literally roll out of bed and walk into my studio and make the video. There's no excuses. And I built, like, I had no money. So I built like a set out of cardboard. It was sick. All of it was sick. And people were just like, didn't understand that you could do like a show that wasn't on YouTube at the time.
Yeah.
You know, like YouTube was a place for shows. Now every shows can be everywhere. So I did like maybe 8 to 10 episodes and I threw in the towel because it didn't pop. But I thought it was fantastic.
I was ahead of my time on that.
There was no one was doing short form unscripted vertical video content back then.
Yeah.
Every time you say that, I'm like, he's gonna fuck it up. He's gonna fuck it up.
No, because that's what I do, and I'm like I was at Sandals. Don't judge. It was my first time at Sandals, but they make it seem like such a good deal on the website. They're like cost of trip $18,000 for you, $5,000. I was like,
what?
I like tell my wife. I'm like, oh shit. We're getting the $20,000.
Have a baby. We're going to Sandals.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, it was our first vacation with no baby. like, we left the baby at home, and I go, we're going to Sandals. It's going to be all inclusive. It's going to be fire. Get there, and I'm like, oh, I see. It's not tight.
Yeah, no.
It's not tight. I mean, it's really, I don't have much good things to say.
I think it's called sandals because you have to keep your sandals on the entire time.
I think you do.
Even on the beach?
I think you do.
You know what I'm saying? You can't be barefoot on the sandals.
But the people there were, that's what made it awful. You know, they were not the kind of people that you want to be hanging around with, like on a relaxing vacation. A lot of absolute, like, blacked out people. And, like, anyways, but, I was trying to have a good time. So I got the swim out room because my wife was like, I've never had a swim out room. I was like, me neither. Let's try it. And, you know, it was like, not that bad because of my discount, which I think they give that discount to everyone, by the way. That's like on the website. Like, it's like, oh, for you, friend price, but it's not the friend price.
Bro, it's like, I fell for it.
I fell for it.
18K, psych.
But in the pool, I ran into these guys that were like, I was like, well, I might as well like talk to some people and like have a good time. There's like four extremely like white, bald headed kind of, I was like, oh, they're definitely cops. And sure enough, one of them was a cop. The other one was a taxidermist. The other one was like a retired something. And I was like, yeah, I was like, what do you guys do? And they were like, I'm a cop, I'm a taxidermist, and I'm a accountant or something. I was like, they're like, what do you do? I was like, I make short form unscripted vertical video content. And that's when I started doing, like, that's when I started doing that bit. Cause honestly, I was in the pool just entertaining myself, being like, they're like, them talking to me was like them talking to an alien creature. You know what I mean? Like, I was in Jamaica. I don't know. I don't know.
So are you like Dominican?
Yeah. No, they're like, you're Puerto Jamaican, Rican, right? They're like, you're the lightest skinned Jamaican we've seen. I was like, yeah.
I know three Kareems. They got where you're from. What did you say you're from again?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not even gonna say
it. No. Hempstead. Yeah.
That's the one thing. That one, I was like, that was a good show. And then I did this thing called the Museum of Pizza, which I was jumping on the bandwagon of like when experiential events. Yeah. It was right before the pandemic and everyone wanted to go to like establishments to take photos for Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, cool, let's do a Museum of Pizza. And that was a horror story.
Mm. How so?
I was almost Fyre Festival.
Oh, really?
Because my landlord fucked me over. Typical. And then he
fucking Long Island.
Yeah, he fucked me over. He fucked me over and then ran away with my security deposit, which was $20,000.
Oh,
and then
God.
6 weeks before the event was supposed to open, he was like, he ghosted. He was just like, you can't use the room anymore. And he actually booked a different event. Mm. So in 6 weeks, I had to reproduce the whole event, find a new space. I actually pulled up to the, I was like laying on the grass in Domino Park, like, and this was during Fyre Fest 1, and I was like, I'm literally the same as this guy now. Like, I'm like the pizza thief.
The pizza
like I'm done. Like, people are gonna, I'm cooked. My reputation's over.
Yeah.
And I'm laying in the grass and I'm like, I can't let this happen. So like, I just start walking and I go to the Williamville Hotel and there's this huge commercial space that's empty. And I go, I'll just do this. I'll do it here. And I like go to some guy. He was a Hasidic guy. And I went to him, I typecast him, and I go, do you know who owns this building and who rents this out? And he goes, I actually do. No, he goes, his name is Jonah. He's upstairs. I shouldn't say his name. But he goes, he's upstairs. He'll take you to him. So I go up there and I go, Jonah, I'll give you $100,000 tomorrow if you can give me this space for the next 6 weeks. And Jonah goes, I can't. And I go, why not? He goes, it's the Sabbath. I don't work on Fridays. I go, I'll throw in another 10K for you personally. He goes, okay.
Okay.
And so we signed the lease and then I did it. But it was a very close call for me to not producing that event.
Yeah.
Would have been a massive failure. It was actually a failure. It was a financial failure. I lost like $100,000.
But you pulled it off.
I pulled it off. Which is all that matters.
And shout out to Jonah.
Shout out Jonah. I wonder if he still works. He's probably going to get fired for
this. Listen.
He goes, I can't do the deal tomorrow. He goes, it's a Sabbath. Like, I don't do deals. I'll give you $10,000. He goes, sounds good. Come on.
Sounds good. Listen, no matter what your denomination, all right, no one's going to say no to a good deal.
Yeah, no, right? it was like having the baby.
It's like, yeah.
It was like 10K? Fuck yeah. I'll eat bacon right now for 10K. I don't care.
Motherfuckers did less. Motherfuckers did more for less.
Yeah.
Remember the stimmies?
Oh, brother.
Those were nice. Yeah. Those were nice.
But that's what it is. I feel like that's all it takes, man. Like, if you just send me money in the mail, a lot of people are just like, oh, whose name is on it? I like this guy. This is my guy. Yeah. The check guy.
If anyone wants to be president, they just got to send out some stimmies.
That's all.
Out before February.
Damn, America is that ass poor, bro. We're
America's
so
very poor.
Broke.
Yeah, no.
It's broke as fuck. Down bad. People love large lumps of sun. Like a large fucking.
Lump sum? Yeah.
Just give
fucking
them.
Annuity.
It's like, yo, you know that baby is going to be mad fucking expensive, but the $5,000 just sound good because they're giving it to you right away.
Yeah, because no one has $5,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly.
Most Americans live paycheck to paycheck, and they're on Klarna.
Yeah,
people are going. The Klarna epidemic is about to come.
It is, the Klarna bubble.
The Klarna bubble is gonna, dude. The Klarna bubble is crazy. People buying Coachella tickets, 90% or 70%.
We were talking
about Coachella tickets were Klarna.
Yes. Holy shit!
And now you can do your burrito bowl.
You
see that?
We talked about that shit on a previous episode, and it was just like, bro, where are we at as a society, fam?
I don't know if people are doing it for fun, because I kind of want to do it, like.
Just to see?
Yeah.
I don't think people doing it.
How does this work?
Like, I think people legit suffering.
No, but burrito bowl? You should not be eating that. You should be making burritos at your house.
That's irresponsible. Yeah. That's like, yo, go to Food Bazaar, get a thing of
literally.
Tortillas.
You know, but then you gotta Klarna the grocery store. Fuck.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I don't know, the Coachella shit is very real, because I was looking at some of my mutuals out there, like, oh my God, Coachella, so fun. And I was like, I've known you long enough to know you ain't got Coachella money.
Yeah.
What's going on here? You're having a little too much fun for your tax bracket.
You're like, show me the Klarna receipt.
Yeah, that's
pocket watching.
That's right. Oh, what's pocket watching? That's when you're watching, like, I see you buy a coffee.
Yeah.
Like,
I call you up, I'm like, yo, Kareem.
You guys got, shit.
Every time I look at my phone, I'm like, yo, you got ads on Air Dot, you know what I'm saying? With the Rizzler and shit. You got,
got a nice
got the movie.
On.
Oh, wait, and that's the real thing people are pocket watching.
So you got a nice jacket on.
No, this is from the flip. This is right Army veteran shit.
You got the video series of UPS. You got Tiny Gun, of course. You know what I'm saying?
Tiny Gun's a lost leader at the moment.
Listen,
that's what we call it in business.
Hey, stand up special. New podcast.
I don't have a stand-up special.
You know what I'm saying?
I have a short film called Tonight Special, which is kind of like a stand-up.
Kind of, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, paid for by me.
Mm. Wow.
So you're investing in yourself. Wow. So hey,
every time I make money, I dump it into something that loses money. That's the way that I do it. That's how I've always done it.
You're like,
that's the life
like
of a creative.
Like the
Yeah, because it always pays off, and then you build more and more and more and more. It started with a studio in the kitchen.
Right.
And now it's no studio at all.
You're like, if Mr. Beast was an Arab.
Now the guy's like, he started as a studio in the kitchen, now it's a studio at Dallas Barbecue.
Yeah.
Come a long way, man.
And we're getting
a
halal hummus over there.
We're doing it.
So the question to that is, do you do all of this stuff and hustle just out of like a sense of motivation? Or is it like, yo, because we four children here are children of immigrants.
Yeah.
Is it that drive? Is it, yo, I'm a dad? Is it, yo, I'm just creative and I just want to keep moving, like, or else I'm going to die?
No, it started with, I'm creative, I'm like, need to keep moving or else I'm going to die. But I've always been addicted to momentum. Like, I like momentum. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing for me is me surprising myself and being like, oh my God, I did it. Like, it's like a joke. I'm like, ha ha ha. You know, it's not like I'm like, oh, I can't believe, I want them to say, like, I can't believe he did it. It's more like me being like, oh, I can't believe I did it. You know, that's like my number one motivating factor is trying to one-up myself every time. And then it is definitely, I think, maybe actually before that, it's like Rami said this on a podcast or on a TV show once, but he's just like, that's just called being Egyptian. Like, just Egyptian people are just, if you're not in Egypt, it's like this. So it's like an immigrant, like, you know, thing. I think it's, my dad was kind of like this, but he was less successful. But I don't know. I've always just been motivated. Like, I've never really been motivated by money until recently, which is now because I am a dad. I am motivated by money. But before that, I wasn't really motivated by money. But I was, at least creatively, like, there was a long time where I was only motivated by money, but it wasn't in pursuit of something greater. It was just like, I need to pay my bills. I need to get out of poverty, which is normal. And I think most people are in that category of like, I need to work hard so I can pay for my life. You know what I mean?
What was that like? What did working at Vice inform that, or have you always been that way? Because for me, like, that moment came for me when I worked at on this show that nobody gave a fuck about, on a network that has way more money than it should. you know, to pay people to give a fuck about it. And then after working there, I was like, yeah, I can't, I just can't invest 9-10 hours of my day to something that only I give a shit about when I'm supposed to be surrounded by people that give a shit about this mm-hmm. thing, you know? And it's like, I'd rather, like you and like Lizbelle, like Mero, I'd rather get it out the mud doing something everybody cares about as opposed to like, oh yeah, I'm making this much or whatever. Like it was a nice check or whatever, but it just wasn't worth the fucking monotony of showing up and just doing, okay, got to cut this fucking TikTok for this show. It's like, you know what I mean?
But
like,
now you're still doing that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But this time, it's this actually funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, yeah. So I was wondering.
These don't suck.
Yeah. So we know that moment for you was, everybody knows that moment, where that moment was for Meryl. And I'm only saying that because I can't remember specifically. We know that moment for me was at that other place. Where was that moment for you? And also, I don't know where that moment was for Lizbelle or if she has always felt this way. So I feel like maybe we should start with you, yeah.
If what was the question again? I'm sorry.
No, I was like, what was the moment that you realized, like, I'd rather be doing something I give a fuck about, even if it means getting it out the mud?
Major World. Yes! I worked at Major World.
Yes!
That place showed me.
What was Major World?
Major World Auto. Major World Auto.
They allegedly sell
cars. Kareem Rama. Kareem Rama.
Yeah.
We're selling you a Nissan Altima for $80,000.
It's not going to make it off the lot. But allegedly, they sell cars that have been in tsunamis and just underwater forever.
Allegedly.
Even though I've seen that shit myself. With my own
allegedly.
But it was Major World. First of all, I paid attention to your story. Whenever you get hired on the spot, you in for some shit. So that happened to me at Major World. I got hired on the spot, and I remember asking the girl, because I used to research, and they said, whenever you're in an interview, ask them a question. So I looked at the girl, and I was like, what's your favorite part about working here? And she was like, I said, oh no. She didn't even answer me. She just let out a deep breath, and I said, holy shit.
And you said, I'll take the job.
Yes. I was in dire need of money. Yeah. I needed money. But that was.
I don't have a baby.
Yeah, you see, and I couldn't do that, bro. So I did the Major World thing, and that's what inspired me to keep writing my book, because I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of, like, this can't be real. Mm. And it showed me that the racism and all of these things that I had read about and studied, it was real life. You know, like, that really showed me. So that's when I was like, yo, if I don't do what I need to do creatively, I suffer. I suffer mentally in every way. So does my family and my friends and the people that I love. So I need to literally release my creativity.
Yeah.
A
victory light. A victory light.
And like Brady talked about it before, like he called it pimping your passion. You know what I'm saying? Like doing something that you're passionate about but doing it for money. How does that affect, you know what I'm saying? Like the shit that you do. You know, because like you said, you're a dad now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, all right, man, like there's certain things that I wouldn't have done that I might take a second look at. You know what I mean? Like similar to, you know, Jonah, where it's just like, hey, I can't do this, but you're throwing an extra $10,000.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because as somebody who's in so many lanes like you are, it's like, okay, well, this is profitable right now, and this little tiny baby mouth needs to get fed. So maybe this other stuff that I still really care about kind of has to like take a backseat to the profitable thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then maybe you're not as into the profitable thing anymore because now there's like an incentive, and now there's almost like a responsibility to keep doing it because it's the thing that's making
you
money.
It's a cash cow. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I started working when I was 14 and I didn't stop ever.
Yeah.
Like, that's.
So that's all you
like,
know.
That's
real
all, yeah.
Immigrant shit.
Welcome to real immigrant shit.
Yeah.
That was barbecue. It's I just started working at 14, never looked back, never got sick of it. I mean, I was just like, this is life. Life is work. And I still feel that way. But it was like there was a moment at age like 33 that I had a real, which is Jesus's death year.
That's true.
But I had like a moment at 33. I call it midlife enlightenment period.
Oh yeah.
Where I went through a divorce. It was COVID. My brother was in the hospital about to die from some shit.
Oh, shit.
He got into a bad car accident, and I just had like, I was like the whole thing fell apart. Like my life fell apart as I knew it, and I was like, you know what? Might as well throw this in the garbage too, which was my career.
Right.
And I was like, I'm just gonna not do I'm gonna do what I want to do rather than like try to get a check and try to get a bigger check. Every time it was always like, oh, the salary is this. Now the salary is this. Oh, that life is gonna be way easier.
Yeah.
Never got easier.
Yeah.
Oh, like now life is gonna, I'm gonna feel this, and like life never changed. It always is the same. Sending emails for a living, it's always the same.
Yeah.
And so there was just this, you know, that summer of like essentially the COVID happening, my brother in the hospital, me separating from my wife, George Floyd getting murdered.
Yeah.
I was back home for the first time in 10 years. Like, it was all this shit. And I was like, I think I'm going to do something new.
Yeah.
So that's when I started making videos. And, you know, it's been like, it's been great. It's been great. And I have, I feel like I always put kind of like, I don't make decisions based on capitalism anymore. I used to make all my decisions based on capitalism,
right, yeah,
which is money. Now I don't. So like, I can easily say no to a check, even if I know that I should say yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, and I can say no to a Subway Takes guest based on our vibe.
Yeah.
Without, and they're a way bigger star, you know, a huge actor, actress.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't mesh with this person's vibe. So I'm like, no. And I know I should say yes.
Yeah.
So I don't, like, I feel like I've not let kind of that, like, infect me.
Mm. I love
you know,
that.
You can get infected by this. And Rami also said this on his Subway take. He's like, you can be infected by capitalism.
Yeah, yeah.
And you make all your decisions. You say, fuck it, whatever. Like, everyone's getting the bag. I'm getting the bag, too. Everyone's booking this guest. I'm going to book this guest, too. But I've kind of just been like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
You know? And I've just been very... Like, of course, I think I've done more work than I would like because of the baby.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, I want a fucking vacation. I don't want to work this week. You know, like one of the like Subway takes, I was like, after she was born, I was like, I need a million followers. For some reason, that's just in my head.
Yeah.
Like, because I was treating it like a hobby. I was like doing like two videos a week.
Mm.
And then she was born and I was like, uh-oh, like this needs to be a job.
Right.
And so I went from 2 to 4 to 7.
Yeah.
I published 7 videos a week now, once every day. And I went just crazy on it. And now that I'm almost at a million, this goes to your next question, which is like, now that I'm almost, I've hit my goal there, which is a million on TikTok, a million on Instagram, I was like, oh, now I can like go back to doing something else again.
Right, right.
Because I feel like I've built like a decent moat around that, where
also,
it's like, it's
I like
big.
Tiny
it, yeah, Tiny Gun's sick, like, and now we're recording new music.
Yeah.
And like,
nice.
That's the thing is like, I kind of pick things up and put things down based on what I feel like doing, but not necessarily because it's making money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's no need for me to have a podcast called the Subway Takes Podcast. Like, I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm still doing it because I feel like doing it.
Yeah.
But that again, that's another great way for me to lose money.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
like,
humor me for a second. You speak of Subway Takes, you speak of being able to say no to guests that you don't want, that you guys don't vibe with. Just humor me for a minute. Can you set it up for me? Can you just ask me what my take is real quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's your take?
Well, I think vaccines are a lie. I think they cause autism, you know, and I think it's just, I mean, we're just in an era where we trust the government entirely too
100%
much.
100% agree, 100% agree. It doesn't matter what Kareem the commie says.
You know,
I 100% agree.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but you need the views, and if this is the best way to get that message to the people.
Wow, he's really good at that.
Then, you know, then that's just what it has
I
to
be. I can do it for 10 seconds, and then I feel like my voice, my larynx is going to burst. But he can even go over
to me. Imagine, bro, imagine RFK on Subway Takes.
Like, I mean, imagining is all we can do. Imagining is all we can do. But I think that is like a thing, like you see all these other guys like that were like, have like whatever, this person on the show, this person on the show, this person on the show, and you know that is morally wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Morally, I'm not doing
Shout
it.
Out to you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's and, beautiful to see.
You know, if Obama wants to come on, he's morally wrong too. So, why'd you bomb Iraq?
They're like, well, Kareem, I didn't do it directly. It was done by drones.
He was like, that was back in the day when we didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
Now we even have text message threads.
Yeah. Now we got signal threads.
Now we got signal threads, text. We got the whole gang on it. We got my wife in the thread just being like, oh, you bombed them today or tomorrow?
What's up, guy?
Hey, sorry, babe, can't make it to dinner. Bombing the Houthis tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
That's what they were doing.
A thumbs up.
They're heart reacting to the.
Yo, that's crazy.
By the way, guys, drone strike imminent.
That is why it's important to hold the line in some capacity.
100%.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to be a political activist. I'm not trying to be a social justice warrior. I'm not trying to be fucking literally anything. But, you know, if there's something I don't agree with, AKA, like, you're probably a bad person, I don't really fuck with that. It's really not even based on the politics. That, you know, it's more about, like, I can tell. You can tell. Yeah. I mean, taxi drivers, I always say taxi drivers have a sixth sense. I don't want to get into the racism of them being like, I'm not going to pick up that black guy, which in the past was a real thing. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a real thing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I would say now, maybe it still is. I'm not black enough. They pick me up.
Yeah.
Wait, why do they pick me up?
I don't know.
Eye, I'm black.
Yeah. Nah, but it's because if he's Dominican, you look Dominican.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Oh, yeah. No, it's okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want any fur, you're going to want any third.
Wait, yeah, maybe that's what it is. It's because I'm Indian, I'm black, I'm Dominican, I'm half black.
So they're
whatever, we'll pick him up.
Yeah, no.
But if you're an actual black person, like dark black, like you probably do encounter the racism where they're like, I'm not picking you up.
They also have codes.
They have codes.
They have codes for different car services. They have codes if you're going to a certain neighborhood or if the person who called, they'll tell you, oh, it's an 8. Mm-hmm. And they'll use that code, and that's how you know you're picking up a black person. And some people will not pick up that call because of that.
Yeah, even like Uber, like they'll pull up, see who it is, and cancel the ride.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
That's something that I can get behind with Klarna.
Yeah.
Uber needs Klarna integration.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Pay me.
Yo, make it happen, yo, because my God. Yo, okay, so Rady brought this up, and this is a very contentious topic. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I don't give a shit, but we would love to get your opinion on it. Everybody that was featured on Kendrick's GNX album has kind of taken that golden ticket and rode that wave to success. Dodie 6, who was featured on the album, has not. You know what I'm saying? He's been doing, like, you know, kind of crashing out a little bit. He got into a car accident, which then he went on Instagram Live and was like, I ain't going to the fucking hospital. You know what I mean? listen, clearly guy needs help. Is it Kendrick's responsibility to follow up on that, bro? Or is it like, all right, bro, like I gave you this ticket, like I gave you this opportunity.
Yeah, it's on you to execute.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially like, as somebody who also, you know, makes music and who's someone who, by virtue of existing, is inherently, you know, like, immigrants, by virtue of existing, are just inherently political. You know what I mean? Like, somebody, is it his responsibility to follow up? Or, like, if you featured somebody on Tiny Gun and they went crazy, right? Like, the EP blew up, the album blew up, or whatever. But then, you know, they on IG kind of doing this, crashing out, calling you a bitch, all types of shit. which he did, by the way. Which he did. He called Kendrick. He was like, yo, that song ain't changed shit. Kendrick is a bitch. Fuck him. Right? So, as someone who also makes music.
I just put up a post that says, my bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, you know, because... And it's like bringing it to your... to like Subway takes, like, are you responsible for every fucking guest?
Of course not. That would be like a barista being responsible for everyone that comes to the coffee
shop. Yo, thank you.
Like, you're not... No. I don't know who's saying that. He's a grown man. He's, you know, he's responsible for himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Police himself.
Hold on, though. At the same time, see, you being in Tiny Gun, you didn't spend 2 whole albums preaching solidarity.
The community.
And community, all right? Good Kid, Mad City, and damn, all that shit, To Pimp a Butterfly, that shit is all about solidarity.
Well, here's an unpopular... Also,
you know what I mean?
No.
I was going to say, but he also made an album about accountability.
Right.
About how he's not anybody's savior.
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference with Dodie 6. You could tell he's crashing the fuck out. He might be having a mental health episode because he crashed a shorty with his whip with his shorty. They're both leaking. Like, there's chunks of blood in their hair and they're kissing. Like, we're not going to the hospital.
That's
so romantic.
Yeah. That's insane. So it's you sometimes you do need to reach out and help people. And then sometimes you got to see when, like, people are absolutely fucking wilding and are there. They're the ones who dig their own holes sometimes. You know?
Yeah, they dig their own graves.
I was going to say unpopular opinion. I don't really like Kendrick Lamar at all, so.
Really? Hey. Okay. Hey. Can you explain that?
It's just not for me.
You know,
Look, it's good. It's probably good.
It's like Bob Dylan.
It's, yeah. Like, some people like it, some people don't. Yeah.
Okay, I know so it's like good.
Who's your favorite rapper?
Drake. I'm just kidding.
Son of a bitch. Listen, before we turn it into a, what is it? A svupka.
Yeah, svupka. Short form unscripted vertical video combat.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We're going to end on that.
A victory light. A victory light.
Let's keep it current.
Okay.
100 men versus one gorilla.
Me?
100 men.
No, you're not even a gorilla, Kareem.
No, am I fighting these things? Jesus Christ. Am I fighting 100 men or one gorilla?
Could 100 men kill one gorilla?
Yes.
You think that? Yes, absolutely not. Absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
Let's open this up.
Do they have spears or are they just fists?
No, no, no. This is hand to hand combat.
I think 100 men could take out a gorilla.
What do you mean?
You just punch it in both eyes, then it's blind. Hey, fucking.
A gorilla weighs 700 pounds.
Where do you start? Yeah. Yeah, somebody just has to punch it in the eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Who's the first guy?
That's what I'm saying.
The littlest guy.
The littlest guy
crawls up, to, like, you distract, and then you got the little guy. The little guy runs up, one, two, right here, and then it's blind, and then you can do whatever you want.
You see this?
Kick it in the balls. I feel bad. I don't even like this. Animal abuse.
No, I was going to say,
I would never hurt a gorilla, personally.
Yeah, I was going to say, his imperial brain kicked in. He was like, we must conquer this gorilla. 1,000 years of
No, I'm on the opposite side of that.
You think the gorilla?
I think the gorilla.
Because,
Gingerella?
Hey.
Thank you.
Oh, it's okay.
Much.
I still got this
thank
one.
You, yes.
Okay.
I'm saying reduce, reuse, recycle.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum because
same.
I am of the mind that the first dude that approaches the gorilla is going to get instantly killed.
Yeah.
And then we're humans. We function off of logic.
Yeah.
We're going to see the first guy get his head ripped off his body and be like, oh, shit. And then you're just going to see 99 dudes running away.
Yeah. No, you need to have a plan.
If it's not a Squid Game situation where we're forced to be there, the gorilla's going to rip one guy in half
straight
and
up.
Use him as nunchucks to beat the shit out of the next 30 dumbest motherfuckers out of the 100, and then the 70 with some sense is gonna get the fuck up out of there.
Yeah. I was watching Planet of the Apes yesterday just to like get my mind together, see what would really happen. Bro, gorillas weigh up to 600 pounds and they can reach up to 6 feet.
Mm.
Right? These motherfuckers is mad intelligent and they will fight to death. They got a stronger bite than a motherfucking bear and a lion. What are we talking about, bro?
Yeah, I'm the only one that thinks 100
pounds? No, a lot of people. My brother Andy said he could fuck him up himself. I'm like,
bro. I was like, that's crazy.
Wait, I saw that shit.
I was like, yeah, no, her brother's diesel.
So funny.
Yeah. Like, what are you talking
about,
bro?
He's a diesel amphibian.
That's like that meme where like the guy's holding a gun at the sun.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck sunscreen.
Like, it's not happening, bro.
Yeah.
I thought that there. So in my mind, this is what I'm envisioning: the gorilla's in the middle, and you've got the 100 men surrounding it,
like Sparta.
See, but it makes me sad to think about because then it's like freaking out, like the gorilla's all panicked. I like animals a lot, so I don't even like thinking about this. But you know, because I have to answer this question, the 100 men are surrounding the gorilla. The gorilla's like, oh, there's 100 men, and then like you kind of mob on it.
Just punch it in the eyes.
I don't think the gorilla is gonna be sad. I think it's gonna be scared as shit.
No, I think it's gonna taste blood and go and be like, yeah.
I love gorillas.
I think it's gonna be scared at first because it's gonna be a little bit confused. Like, yo, why the fuck these motherfuckers is running around?
Why are they trying to jump me?
But
what
bro,
I do?
They're crunching power. They could bite 12.
Crunching power.
They could bite 1,200 pounds of just strength in their mouth. 1,800 pounds away.
Yeah.
They're just going to be flinging people.
What? That's what I envision. I envision, like, you ever see, like, the Avengers and shit, when the Incredible Hulk, like the army comes, he's just like, whoosh, just like throwing grown men.
Throwing helicopters?
Yeah, like throwing helicopters and shit. Like, that's
Okay, you know the Looney Tunes, like, smoke ball? And all you see is like,
Yeah.
It's going to be that. Yeah. And then just a very tired gorilla.
Yeah, I love gorillas.
Well, I hope the gorilla wins.
I hope the gorilla wins too. I heard somebody say that if you punch them in the dick, that's the end of it. But it's not true because gorillas have very small dicks compared to their size.
Oh, really?
So if you it's like punching a baby dick. Like, it's not going to
happen. It still hurts.
It's going to hurt a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
And I don't think the size of your dick matters. I think all dicks are the same when it comes to getting punched in them.
Yeah.
He's going to be killing one guy and go, what the fuck, bro?
Just punch my dick.
Yeah.
All right, listen, so now, Lizbelle, Rainey, they have cards with no context. We are going to do a vertical video.
Short form on short form vertical video.
Yeah, we're going to make a svufka.
A svufka? We're making a svufka. This one's called Dominican or Arab.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of crossover between the two cultures.
Yeah, hookah.
Yeah.
Hookah's the main one.
I was about to say, that's
oh, is there already on there?
It's number one on my list. Hookah.
Sorry.
Is it Dominican or Arab?
That one they can share.
Share 50-50?
But it is Arab, but the Dominicans have adopted it for their own use. Fourth of July. Dominicans out there smoking bubbly.
Yeah,
bubbly, bro, what are you doing?
Or a barbershop on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh,
you don't even need a reason.
You don't need to be outside.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm
on the stoop. I see dudes doing on the stoop now.
Yeah.
Which is a lot.
But see, the Arabs do it at who at the gym?
Yeah.
Who was doing it at the gym?
Hookah at the gym? Hookah at the gym is nuts.
Was he in the gym?
Yeah, he was on the gym.
The crackhead was in the gym. Uh-huh. How do you know he's a crackhead?
He looked like a crackhead. He got a fucking hookah in the gym. He gotta be a crackhead.
Smoking crack out of a hookah is nuts.
And working out at the same time.
Yeah, working out. You want to start climbing?
Imagine the equinox.
Who are his ops? Like, what is he training for?
I have no idea.
He's training to run away.
That's Juan Wick right there, man. God damn it. Thick-shaped eyebrows. Like very.
I'm giving that to the Arabs.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Oh shit! You out of luck, Belkis.
Yeah. You
that belongs to Fatima. You know what I'm saying? Delis.
Oh. What are the answers I can do? Is it either Arab, Dominican,
Arab, or
both?
You know what I'm saying? You can be diplomatic.
I think both. I think the bodega slash deli is a both.
Mm. Both things. Yes.
Yeah, because you know we talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
There's like it's probably like 49-49, and then 2% Asian.
Yeah.
49% Dominican, 49% Arab, 2% Asian.
And like my good sister said, how do you know, like, you know which kind of, you know what I'm saying, based on the bacon?
One has pork and beer, the other has ceramic tiles and chandeliers. So that's how you know the difference.
I know because one's streaming CNN on either a phone or on on a TV, and that's definitely the Arab one. That would be motherfucking
long.
Yeah, it's like always
the CCTV that somehow has cable.
It's always CNN or equivalent, or they're listening to it and just walking in. I'm doing a Yemeni Arab accent, by the way, because Egyptian sounds way different, but the Yemeni guys, they're really throaty.
It's throaty.
They're most of the delis and bodegas run by. Arabs are Yemeni.
Oh.
They're like, they own like 25% of all total delis, the Yemenis, the Yemeni mob.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're mob. I don't know if they're mob.
No, because they're either watching CNN, like you said, or they're watching two Yemeni politicians beat the shit out of each other on screen. I walk in there, I'm like, what is going on
here?
They're sick. Yeah, like it's
you know, I read
crazy.
A really interesting stat once that like the New York Post, like if the Yemenis wanted to like end it, they could. Hmm. They would just be like, we don't sell it anymore.
Oh,
and it would like, it would the business would just, it would go away.
You know what to do. All my Yemenis brothers.
Yes.
You know what to do.
Yeah, if they boycott, if they put like something bad about a Yemeni on the cover of New York Post, they go, we're not selling this game. They just destroy it. They
now I gotta go to Google and find the most famous Yemeni person and then have them slander in the Post.
Okay, Dominican Arab, secret families.
Mm.
That's definitely Dominican.
Damn, bro. He
didn't even think about it. He was like, shit. Yeah,
he didn't even have to think about it. Damn, bro. Shit.
Hey, look. You know, we I got to be honest here.
All right, last one. Last one, Kareem. Mama's boys.
Ooh.
Dominican or Arab.
I give it to the Arabs.
Yeah?
Bunch of pussies. No offense.
Holy
I'm
shit.
A mama's boy, too. I'm a
yeah, me, too.
I call my mom every day.
I'm going to call my mom and sit in the car.
I call my mom,
yeah.
How does your conversation go?
It's not a conversation. It's just me listening to 3-minute long WhatsApp voice notes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then responding with like a or a heart. You know what I mean?
Like, I just say call me.
Yeah, yeah, please. Call me.
My mom will send me 4 voice notes, 1 minute each. And as I'm listening to them bitches, she'll call me to tell me everything that I just spent fucking
right,
5 minutes.
Right, right, yeah.
Not 4 minutes, 8 minutes. Because you're like,
yeah. Bro, and my then, mom, like, oh, go ahead.
No, no, my favorite thing is when they send that really long voice note. And then you hit the 2x.
Oh yeah. Oh,
and I never speed it up. I didn't even know you could speed it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you have to speed it up.
You have to.
My mom left me a 4-minute one the other day, and it was because she needed my help untangling a customer service issue with Air France. And she's like, I don't know how to like fix this. Can you do it for me? And it was like, so I booked a ticket and then I went to the gate and they didn't have a ticket for me. So I had to buy a new ticket, but they said they would refund me for the old ticket. Mm. But the new ticket is a one-way ticket and the old ticket was a round trip ticket. I was like, oh, I'm fucked. Oh, I'm so fucked. I have to deal with this. Cause I can't say, you're on your own, bitch. You're on your own, ma. So I had to figure it out.
What's harder? What's harder, being a dad or being a dad to an older mom?
Oh, shit. Definitely being the dad to the mom.
Yeah, because I'm going through that same shit. And yeah. I'll be like, oh, my God. Think,
but you have to.
Yeah.
You can't be white and just throw them at an old phone. Throw them to the wolves.
Cuomo will take care of you. Go here. Enjoy your back source, bitch.
It's really nice. Yeah. Cuomo said it was great.
Yeah.
My little sister just moved out. Yeah. Like, she just moved out on her own. And now, like, we are at the stage of like turning the router off and back on, like, do you know what I mean?
Now you have to babysit.
And
you can't, you have no choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't even feel, I will do anything. You know, I sat on fucking hold with Air France for 2 hours. She's always like, I know you're busy. And I'm like, fuck. Like, and it's like,
they guilt you.
You know, it's $400 or something. I'm like, she needs the $400. I was like, I'll do it. You know, I got to get the $400. So I did a mission accomplished.
But you did it.
Mission accomplished.
You did it. Great job, Kareem. That's a good immigrant son, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? And now we are going to get you in trouble because we have the tinfoil fitted segment where.
Yes, sir.
Here is our producer, Manny. He's presenting you with a tinfoil fitted. Put on your head, it will protect
cock
you.
Cock to the left a little bit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
DJ drama style.
We're still doing cock to the left a little bit?
Yeah.
All right, good.
You know what I'm saying?
Not the right, right?
Yeah, no, you do what you want.
I haven't cocked my hat in a long time. But when I was young, we always used to cock it to the left. Because there was something up with that. Like, that was the right gang to be
in. Good at.
Back when I was growing up in the suburbs of Minnesota, we always cocked it to the left because that was the right gang to be in.
Hey, bro.
It was me, my sideways hat,
what gang
and
was
my
that?
45.
What gang was it on the left?
I
never cocked it to the right. Everyone was like, never cock it to the right.
Chill, you can't do that.
All these white boys from Minnesota, never cock it. Everyone was cocked to the left. It was so weird, including me.
They saw LL Cool J. That's what it was. He had it to the right. Yo, we can't do that.
All right, let me see
it. So here we are with Kareem, you know what I'm saying? And we are doing the tin foil fitted, where we ask our esteemed guest, what is a conspiracy theory, or a theory in general, that you believe to be true 1,000%?
There has been a change in the food in New York City post-pandemic. Mm. All restaurant food has gotten worse by 20%. And I don't know, actually maybe 30%.
How'd you quantify?
How'd you get to the percentage?
I can just tell. But no, I remember, like, when you order Thai, it would be flavorful.
Yes.
Like, you get some Thai and you'd be like, oh, this is Thai food.
That's cardamom.
I ordered Thai yesterday, it tasted like Campbell's soup. And I was so upset, I was like, what is this? And it was from a place that had like 1,000 reviews and they were all 5 stars.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't get a bad batch. I know I didn't get a bad batch because it's been downhill since the pandemic. I think all the ingredients have gotten worse. The recipes have gotten worse. The spices, they're lacking on spices. Something's up. You guys aren't seeing this?
No, I'm fucking with that theory.
Do you think people are skimming too? Because they're trying to save money?
Yeah, so more rice, less sauce.
Diluting.
You know, like the curries, I got 2 curries yesterday. They both tasted like coconut milk, but nothing else. One was green and one was red. But there was no difference. They were exactly the same, dude. They just put dye in there. And I think the only thing that's tolerable in the city is burgers. They distracted everyone with the burger. They go, oh, we got a burger. And then you go to a restaurant, they go, oh, they have a great burger. And you're like, well, what else is good? They're like, oh, I haven't tried anything else. I've only tried the burger.
This is a Greek restaurant. Why is the burger
that's
good?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I don't got good yields.
That's it. It's either a great burger or there's nothing at the restaurants that's good. There's something happening.
I feel like I agree with you but on a different tip, like, I feel like kids' menus got even more basic post-COVID.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Like, I feel like they used to have, because I have 4 kids, but it's a lot. So every time we go out to eat, it's like, obviously it's like, yo, here's 4 little fucking maize menus with crayons.
Yeah.
And welcome to Applebee's. It used to be like, yo, there was like a kid versions of the adult food.
Oh, like a spaghetti limon.
Right.
For the child.
For the kid. Now it's just like, no matter what the restaurant is, it could be fucking Dominican food, it could be fucking Middle Eastern, it could be no matter what it is. But they have chicken tenders, pasta with just butter,
yep.
And like chicken fingers again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
chicken
but
nuggets.
With fries. Chicken nuggets. Yeah. 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 I'm like, yo, this it didn't used to be like this.
I haven't looked at that yet. I haven't looked into that.
They used to have a 4 ounce fillet.
That shit used to, I was in a spot in Brooklyn yesterday that was playing in my face, man. These motherfuckers had, what's the Irish shit? Bangers and mash. Bangers and mash, yeah, they had all of that. They had a fucking French onion soup. They had pot pie, bro. They had all types of shit, right? The kids' menu was two things. It was chicken tenders and buttered noodles. That shit had the audacity to be $14.
That's crazy.
You are out of
that's
your
wow.
That's
mind.
That's out of control.
That's insane.
Out of control.
Yeah,
the prices have gone up, the quality's gone down.
Yeah.
And I think it is like when they added more air to the bags. The chips.
Yeah.
Of the chips.
Yeah.
The bags stay the same size, the chips are less.
Yeah.
Yo. That's for sure.
It's like every year they use a little bit of seasoning to like
desensitize.
There's
no chips in the bag. I opened some chips. They had one chip in there. It was just air.
Yeah, so you read the bag. You're like, what's it? It says sun chip.
I'm like, has it always been like this? And they're like, yeah, it's always been like this. It's been one chip. It's always been called sun chip.
Yeah.
This is how. All right, I'm gonna play myself here. This is how I feel. I feel like I am a dumb person because I don't pay attention to elevation when I travel. Like, it's not a thing that I'm aware of. Like, oh, we're at a higher elevation.
Yeah.
I'm just like, why can't I breathe? You know? So I go into like a Safeway in Arizona and all the bags of chips are not like, they're not like, they're all like, they look like a full balloon.
Oh.
Like they look like
pumped.
They're about to burst.
They're pumped up.
Yeah, they're pumped up. And I was just like, yo, I was like, look, I was like, they're putting even less chips in these because these are like full of air, bro. This is crazy. This is egregious. I'm like, yo, I'm like, yo, you see this shit? Like, I'm talking to my kids. Like, look, they give you even less chips, bro. That's what America, that's capitalism.
You have just turned into your father right in front of me, bro.
Right?
Yeah.
His dad with the politics, like, throw it, menino, throw it.
Look, eso es lo que está pasando. Mira, look at this. Look, they're giving you less chip, and then they want you to accept that. Kareem, they want you to
that's
accept
fire.
That. You pay more, you get less, but you have to accept it.
He's right.
Because you're here in the
I
United
like your
States.
Dad. Your dad's right.
Yeah, and then I went to the lady, and the lady was like, oh, no, it's just the elevation makes the pressure
she's
in the bag.
She's working for the government, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I said.
That's what they want
right?
you to
That's
right?
what I said.
That's what they want
yeah,
you to
that's what
I said.
They
she's
want
a government plate.
And you know what else, dude? All the fucking fruit in this country is literally designed to make you eat candy. Because if you go to Puerto Rico or Dominican Republic or Egypt, you eat a banana, you go, wow, this is
what's life.
I don't even need candy ever again.
This is amazing.
You eat a fucking banana here, you're like immediately grabbing for a banana Starburst immediately afterwards to get the flavor.
They
took the flavor out. No, I'm serious. They took the flavor out so that corporations could sell candy. Because the taste of a strawberry is literally a Starburst, but it's not. A strawberry. There is no, there's no flavor.
Take it out.
I stopped buying strawberries.
Yeah.
I don't buy fruit.
I don't buy fruit.
No, it's worthless.
I've evolved.
It's worthless. The only thing that still tastes like something is blueberries. But strawberries taste like nothing. Bananas barely taste like anything.
Bananas just like a stick of chalk to me at this point.
Yeah.
Like a soft, like wet chalk.
Bro, they took the flavor out. And you go to any other country, Costa Rica, you go to Mexico, and you go, holy shit,
bro.
I forget. You know, I don't like fruit here. When I don't eat fruit here, but when I go on vacation, every for breakfast, I get the fruit bowl.
Because
I'm like, I missed you.
It's amazing.
I missed you.
Fair,
exactly.
You got three Dominicans here. I will go to my familial home in the Dominican Republic, sit under the mango tree that's in the yard, and look like I've eaten 80 pounds of pussy, bro, because my face is just covered in like slime. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, blah, 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 blah. And it tastes totally different. Right?
Yes.
And yeah, so no, when you're in New York, you got to become like a fern or something and eat sunlight.
Spores?
I recently read that if you go to Chinatown, they have the best produce. They were like, should go to Chinatown and get, that's where you should get your fruit and vegetables. I don't know if that's true, but
I'm gonna try it.
I'm gonna go investigate.
Hold on. So that was low key a twofer then.
That was a threefer, bro.
Two.
I gave you three. I don't remember the third one. It was the fruit, the food, and skimflation.
Yes.
Skimflation.
I like that. There you go.
Yeah.
Yo, listen. I once had a lady tell me I was outside playing with my children. They had fruit, like cut up fruit, like strawberries, blueberries, shit like that, and like a little thing, and they were eating it. And this little kid that was playing with my kids was like, hey, can I have some? So then I turn around to the mom and I'm like, yo, is it okay if my kids share this fruit with your child? And she was like, this kid was like 5 years old, by the way. She's like, I don't know. And I was like, I don't know. She's like, he's never had fruit before. I said, whoa!
This is crazy.
Are in the hood food desert. Tell me about
that.
But maybe I see your point. You know what I'm saying?
He's been eating Starburst.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Skittles.
Yeah. Damn,
you've been eating so many now, ladies.
Oh my God.
Yo, listen.
I'm about to dip my fucking my fucking banana in a jar of Skittle juice.
Skittle juice? Yo, Skittle juice.
Sick shit.
Episode 112, Victory Light, Skittle juice. We got Los Bellotis in the motherfucking building. We got Radio Valley in the motherfucking building. We got Mid Tread, Freaky Man got that producing. We got
Hassan Insane.
Yes, sir. We got Redacted in the building. And of course, Francis Lee, Shawn Mendes. But I would be remiss if I did not repeat to y'all that we have had the best conversation in the world with the only Kareem Rama that matters in his work.
Thank you very much, y'all.
Check him out everywhere he's at. It's at Kareem.
That's at Kareem.
Yeah. Super easy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And at Subway Takes.
And at Subway Takes.
Phenomenal show. Phenomenal.
You know what I'm saying? It's the best skill spot out there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We'll see y'all next time, cowards. Holla.
Con Dios.
Nos fuimos.
A victory light. A victory light.